Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Omar Sean. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you live and updated college previews from around the country. And today we're going to be going out to Utah, St. George, if you will, and we're going to be accompanied with Dixie State standout defensive back Tynell Cooper. A lot to bring to the table and a lot to discuss as this season kind of closely, bears down on them, if you will. August 31st, these guys are going to be taking on New Mexico Highlands out and on the road, and we'll get his thoughts on what this team expects. 6-5 finished last year. I'm sure their expectations are high on campus. But with that said, none other than Mr. Cooper here on the C2P. Hey, man, we appreciate you taking some time. Do you have a countdown on your phone, counting down the days before you guys get this season kicked off?
Thank you so much for having me. But, we actually start in about 2.5 weeks now. We start August 4th is our report date where all the guys from last year in the spring and new guys will get into town and we'll start getting things rolling.
Nice. I'm curious, how does a standout wide receiver in high school from Rhode Island end up on the west, the western side of the United States in Utah?
It was actually mind-blowing because I would have never thought in a million years I'd be here in the state of Utah, especially being from the opposite side of the country. So it's definitely something different. Yep. Something different and something I would have never thought. But, I stuck to the grind and, it took me to where I am now. So.
Definitely. I'm curious. Watching your highlights and whatnot, seems like you really got some athleticism in you. Growing up, Pop Warner, Pee Wee days, were you that kid that, basically got the football in your hand and you were scoring 3 or 4 touchdowns every game?
Yes, sir. I kind of bounced around from probably I started playing when I was about 5-6 years old at the youngest level. I played at flag all the way up to midgets. And pretty much I played on 3 different teams in Providence, Rhode Island. And, I always was a guy who coaches, always put the ball in my hands and, being not the biggest guy, but always one of the faster, more athletic guys on the team. And, my athleticism and speed has brought me a long way from when I first started. So I can definitely say, it was always a pleasure to be that guy and, take that role from a young age.
Excellent. And I'm curious, coming out of high school, how did you kind of maybe just get, go under the radar? Obviously, the skill set's there, and obviously you're doing what you're doing at Dixie State right now. But, I know you spent some time at Grossmont College in 2015 before you, made your stop here. But, just kind of take us through, leaving high school and to what brought you here.
So out of high school, I actually had 0 college scholarship offers coming out of high school. And, I actually, before Grossmont, I went to Dean College in Franklin, Massachusetts. And, being there, I went there as a true freshman, kind of battled some early injuries in camp and stuff like that. So I kind of was the guy who redshirted and wanted to learn the system. And so things kind of went well as of going into that spring. I made a name for myself, and so going into the next fall, I started maybe the first 3 or 4 games, and as a redshirt freshman, playing outside corner, and then moving to the inside, playing more of a nickel, and then things kind of didn't go as planned. I didn't feel as confident in myself going into the next season with how recruiting goes. They bring in some guys from out of town and So I kind of, you know, lacked some confidence, and I was like, you know what, like, I got an opportunity to go out to play in San Diego, California at Grossmont College, and everything just kind of fell into its place. You know, I was the new guy on the block, as I would say, and, you know, so I had a chip on my shoulder just because I was, you know, new to the environment and a new guy on the team. So, and being across the country, leaving my family to go across the country and play and showcase my talent, you know, I was just more hungry than ever. And, you know, as I got to Grossmont, I had a great coach, and Coach Brett Hudson, who took me right in under his wing and, you know, showed me the ropes to working hard and, you know, wanting to be the best every day, whether it's at practice or on Saturdays playing a game. And then I also had a teammate, Maurice Carnell, who was a great guy who, you know, also took me under his wing. And, you know, we were kind of the guys there who, you know, was locking things down and helping Grossmont out. But I can definitely say it was, you know, it definitely was a grind from high school until now I'm at Dixie, you know, I'd say. And I wouldn't change anything in the past to where I'm at now for anything, just because it made me more of a man and made me more as a better person on and off the field. So that would probably be my biggest thing.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Tyneal Cooper, Dixie State standout. He was also Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference first team on defense. A lot to talk about there. And like I said, I think an exciting season as you kind of head into this thing. 6-5 finish last year. I mean, August 4th, you said you guys get back into the grind. Everybody always wants to win it all. But, I mean, what are expectations? I mean, you know, how do you feel about, you know, this team, this squad going into the year?
We're still kind of a young team. But we definitely, the coaching staff has done a great job with recruiting, bringing in some mid-year guys and some freshmen who might potentially see some playing time next year. Like you said, we finished 6-5 last year and a new great conference, you know, great competition. So I feel as though next year, you know, we have a chip on our shoulder and we have a lot to prove, just because we were the underdogs last year, and I think in preseason rankings, we were supposed to finish, they had us finish in 9th in the new conference, but I want to say we even finished 5th or 6th in the conference, which is great for our first year in the conference. And just on the report date, you know, all the guys that are here in the summer now, we're just working harder than ever just to, you know, be better than 6-5, because we were easily, not that a lot of people know, we were easily a better team than 6-5. We had some great leaders last year who were some older guys who aren't with us anymore, but I tip my hat off to those guys because they made our season, you know, great, and the coaches made it, you know, great. And just, we don't want to be mediocre, like, not to sound cocky. We're more humble than ever, and we're just ready to get back out there and, you know, show that we could be one of the top dogs in this team. And I mean, one of the top teams in this conference. And I just think, you know, we have a lot to prove this year. Like I said, this conference is a great conference. We definitely play some great competition, and I'm looking forward to this year.
Okay. And for you, I mean, you know, you talk about team. We talked about team expectations. How much better do you feel knowing that, you know, I mean, you've been able, you know, you said you went to Dean and Grossmont. Now you're at Dixie State. Now you get to have another year at the same school. I mean, how much more comfortable do you feel, especially after, you know, kind of the accolades that you're kind of, you know, be able to, you know, put together last year? I mean, you as a, you know, just a player, I mean, what are your expectations for yourself?
I'd say I set some pretty high expectations for myself. I don't really like to go off, you know, based off myself, but I'd probably say, you know, obviously I want to be one of the top, if not the best, corner in the RMAC again. Definitely, I'd say, hoping to be one of the top corners in the country in all of D2. I mean, I feel as though I could be that guy for our team, and I got to make a little more plays this year for sure. I can say I probably left some plays out there last year that, going into my last year, that's definitely something that I don't want to do. And just, you know, help as much as I can. Like, with the young guys coming in, we've got a pretty solid young class coming in. So I just want to be, you know, the role model for them and, you know, show them that if I can do it, they can definitely do it. And, you know, and, yeah, that's probably
best answer. Right. And how about that return game? I know you can get the ball in your hands on special teams. You think that'll be an increased role or just kind of maintain what you did last year?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'd say I definitely want to make some more plays on special teams. Not just returning the ball, though, just because I want to potentially play at the next level. And I know, you know, that will kind of raise my stock just returning the ball on whether if it's punts or kick returns, but also getting on kickoff and punt, trying to get down there and make some plays and, you know, help my team out. It's probably it.
Nice. And I'm curious. I mean, you talked a little bit about it early in the show, you know, about that speed. I mean, what's a legit 40 time for you?
The last 40 I ran, we run them now during summer workouts, but I'm probably around the mid to high 4.4 range, low 4.5 range. I had a junior day this year here at the college where some NFL scouts came, and then I also ran a 4.5 for some NFL scouts here on campus. So, I mean, I definitely need to get that time down by my pro day. But, I mean, that's a while down the road, so I'm just looking forward to the season right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's close, but again, like you said, you have a whole season ahead of you. Once again, Dixie State Trailblazers, RMAC, first team defensive back, Tyneal Cooper here on the C2P as we talk a little college football. I know you college football fans love it out there, and the season could be getting underway. They're going to be getting things started on the 31st of August. You got a report on August 4th, only about 2 weeks away, and you're going to be under the sun doing what you're doing. I'm curious, I mean, just from a defensive aspect, because I'm not going to lie, I mean, besides watching some of the highlights prior to going on and just kind of seeing what you guys are doing, I mean, what kind of defense do you run in on a week-in, week-out basis? Kind of what's your priority there on your role?
We run a 4-2-5 defense. More of a – instead of a nickel corner, we'll have a bandit, more like a safety/linebacker, playing the inside more, kind of in the box. And we also – Say that again, sir. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I was just saying that's, you know, no, you're fine. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. We play the 4-2-5, and, I mean, we're pretty much a man team. We don't really, you know, it's kind of self-explanatory. You know, you put your best guys out there to go, you know, and lock up the opponents, you know, receivers or best receiver, and, I mean, like I said, the system we run, it's not too complicated. It's pretty straightforward. I mean, it's you against another guy majority of the time. So, I mean, 9 times out of 10, I'm taking myself before anyone I'm going up against. So, I mean, it's really just all confidence. I mean, playing the defensive back position, I mean, you gotta have a short-term memory. And, you know, you're not going to get beat. I mean, not going to lock a guy down all the time. You're potentially going to get beat here and there. And, you know, I just want to, you know, try and perfect my craft. We play a little bit of zone, too. So just, you know, in the techniques I'm taught and trying to perfect them to my fullest.
That's all you need to do, man. You do all that stuff. Like I said, it's, you've got a bright future. So I know before we let you go, we always like to take, we kind of just going behind the scenes of the Trailblazers locker room. Are you ready to take a few questions with that?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, head coach, Coach McClure, would anybody on that roster do a great impersonation of Coach, and would they do it in front of him?
Yeah, I could definitely say myself and definitely a lot of different guys on the team could definitely do a Coach Mac impersonation. He's a down-to-earth guy, very funny. I mean, he jokes around on me all the time, and he can kind of be a comedian himself. But I can't name a guy off the top of my head right now, but I can definitely myself do a Coach Mac impersonation just because – the things he says to me day in and day out, and, you know, he just always tells me, Dinell, keep a smile on your face. I don't want to see you frowning or, you know, and we kind of just go back and forth every day. And being one of the only guys from the East Coast on the team, you know, he gives me crap about that just because he's a San Diego guy and a West Coast guy. So, I mean, we go back
there
and
you
forth.
Go.
Every day, yeah.
Nice. Nice. And, you know, and just talking about, you know, the Dixie State and the campus and stuff, I mean, for any guys that are, you know, looking, you know, and they want to play college football D2, I mean, what are some of the things you love about Dixie State where if you wanted to recruit these guys and say, hey, these are a couple reasons why you should join the Trailblazers, I mean, you know, why would they be a great student athlete there?
I'd say student athlete wise, it's one of the best schools I'd say in the country to get into, just because the acceptance rate is very high. They pretty much, you know, they were a junior college, not even I want to say almost 10 years ago now. So they kind of, you know, still kind of play that role with accepting, you know, students who don't have, you know, the greatest grades coming out of high school or the greatest test scores. So their acceptance rate is pretty high. On campus is definitely a beautiful campus because you would think hearing a school in Utah, you probably think mountains and snow and cold weather, but that's definitely not the case. It's definitely – to call it Sunny St. George for a reason. It's definitely hot during the summer, going into winter. It'll get a little nippy here and there, but it's definitely a great place where you don't have to worry about, you know, being cold. Just because I'm from the East Coast, and I want it, you know, to be somewhere where I didn't have to deal with snow and blizzards and this and that. So I mean. So the weather definitely, you know, brings the bright side out of you. I'd also say with on-campus things, they're definitely reconstructioning a lot of things on campus. We actually just got a brand-new field
nice.
Turf. Yep, and we just got a brand-new weight room. They're adding some things to our locker room. What else? And they're actually, just because the college is expanding, I want to say for this fall, they're adding about 3,000 more students potentially. And so they're upping just things on campus that they're remodeling and doing things over just for the better of the campus. And it just, and everything looks great. I mean, what else can I say about the campus?
Seems like they're definitely putting their best foot forward. I mean,
yeah, definitely that the university is, you know, putting their all into, you know, the college and wanting to expand. And I could also say for the academic side, they're potentially adding some master's programs within the next year or two. So that's definitely going to draw some more students who, you know, want to continue their education after getting their bachelor's and four-year degree. So, I mean, that's definitely a plus because I know, you know, football isn't forever. And, you know, one day when I have one degree, my bachelor's, I want to continue on and, you know, go back to school. So, I mean, that's one thing that I've always looked into. And, you know, I know that it could definitely attract more students and recruits to our school just if they want to take that route in their life. If football isn't guaranteed at the next level, which it definitely isn't.
Excellent. We got about a minute left, Tyneel, and here's the final three questions. We'll kind of do these rapid fire. If you could take out any celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to take to dinner?
I'd probably say Tom Brady, just because he's my favorite, one of my favorite players. Great guy.
There you go. How about this one? Nicknames. You got a nickname on the team?
Ty Coop. So a lot of people call me.
Nice. And then the final one for you, if you could have anything painted on your cleats, what kind of design or idea would you want to see on your shoes?
Maybe some palm trees, just because I consider myself out there, I'm on an island, some palm trees, maybe some locks, some chains, just because, and maybe some dogs, maybe because I got the dog in my heart just to give it all I got every play.
Excellent stuff. Awesome, man. Well, hey, I'm glad we got together. I can't wait to talk to you as the season moves forward. But, Lex, best of luck to you and the rest of those Trailblazers. And, like I said, excited to see where you land when this all comes to a conclusion. But we just want to say stay hungry, stay humble, and be blessed, my man.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me. It was a blessing just to do this interview with you.
Oh, man, that's what we're here for. Once again, that is Tyneel Cooper. Great backstory. You got to love how an East Coast kid winds up on the West Coast, a couple different stops, but now he's at Dixie State. Again, first team All-MAC last year, so I mean, he kind of came in immediately, made his presence known, and you just to say expectations for him and that team are going to be that much higher. And then he's talked about the development of the school. I mean, I ain't going to lie, it's Dixie State out in Utah. I'm on the East Coast myself, so I'm not sure what they're doing out there, but you could just kind of say, you know, feel, you know, what that team's doing, talking about top-notch facilities now for the football team, they're upgrading everything, so, and that's just a peace of mind. When everything's new and nice, it just makes you feel better, and I think that's kind of one of those things that you may not think about, knowing that you're kind of, you know, coming to school, things are nice, makes you feel good, makes you feel like you're on top, and I think that swagger you can kind of bring to the field. So I think, like he said, they want to build on that 6-5 record last year, and it seems like that team and that, in fact, the facility, the school, is heading in the right direction. So, again, a shout-out to Tyneel Cooper. I know we're going to be having him back on the show at another time, excited about what he brings, and like I said, just wish those guys the best. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.